God told us not to eat food offered to idols. Is it true that only mature Christians can eat food sacrificed to idols, or are they deceived and actually sinning? Food today that would be considered as food offered or dedicated or sacrificed to devils or idols would be halal food, food at various pagan festivals such as Diwali, Halloween, Chinese New Year, etc. Early Church, Holy Spirit, Apostles, Elders, including Paul. The early church, apostles and elders, provided a letter, Acts 15 verse 23, to those Gentiles who call upon the name of the Lord. They sent the letter via four men, one of them being Paul. The letter was to be read to new converts and did not require further explanation. Paul wouldn't have contradicted what the early church elders said. Acts 15 verse 20, we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. Acts 15 verse 29, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. The Greek word for meats offered to idols means whatever is sacrificed or offered to an idol. Greek word for abstain means hold self back from, meaning do not touch, and more specifically based on the context, do not eat. It will not be well with them if they did eat things offered to idols as per the letter. Where did the early church get this from? Holy Spirit, Acts 15 verse 28, shared it with them, and they would have known what God said previously, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. The Gentiles might have missed or ignored this in the reading or preaching of Moses, as it is only in a few places. Whether it is eating or touching or burning or speaking blessing on the idol, they are part of the things offered to idols. Isaiah 66 verse 3, he that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Moab called the Israelites to their festivals, sacrifices to their gods. Israel didn't do the sacrifices, but they participated in the end result. They ate and bowed down. Numbers 25:1-2, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat, and bowed down to their gods. Any one of the following things listed are evil to participate in. In Hebrew, the word "and" isn't there, it is not a combination of the acts, but any one of these things by themselves is evil. God is a jealous God. Exodus 34 verses 14 to 16, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a whoring after their gods. John confirms to all, 1 John 5 verse 21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. This would include eating things offered to idols, and everything associated with idols. Yeshua, Jesus, if one is not convinced by the perspective from the early church, nor by John, then Yeshua, who is our Lord and Savior, made it clear in 95 AD. There isn't a people more mature or knowledgeable than the leader of a church. Yeshua rebukes those who are mature in the faith, the leaders of the two churches, like he is doing today, for specifically allowing others to eat things sacrificed to idols. It seems pretty clear. Reader, please understand if there is ever a contradiction in your mind between Paul or Yeshua's words, always lean on what Yeshua said. It is the safest thing for you to do. Paul didn't die for you, Yeshua did. Yeshua is your Lord and Savior, not Paul. If you were in the first century, this is what you would have done. You would not have eaten food offered to idols. Yeshua said to the leader at Pergamos, Revelation 2 verse 14, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Yeshua said to the leader at Thyatira, Revelation 2 verse 20, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Did Paul contradict Yeshua's words about not eating things sacrificed to idols, and the early church's words about abstaining from things offered to idols? Or is it one's understanding that is in contradiction? If there is an actual contradiction, surely the above verses should be enough to abstain from touching or eating things offered to idols. As the decision-making hierarchy is first Yeshua, then early church leaders, then Paul. We all know Paul is not contradicting Yeshua or the early church. One needs to understand Paul's teaching in light of Yeshua and the early church's teaching. Some background on Corinth: Paul had already shared the letter from the early church to abstain from things offered to idols with those in Corinth. Now many in Corinth were concerned if the food they were eating was food sacrificed to idols, doubtful things, similar to those in Rome, Romans 14 verse 1. Others found out later it was offered to idols, or while they were eating and their conscience was hurt. They felt separate from God and didn't know what to do. Thus, Paul addresses these people who potentially ate and those who found out later or during them eating it was sacrificed to idols. 1 Corinthians 8 verses 4-13. This statement doesn't stand alone as if it is a law of God by itself, but within the counsel of God's word. For example, this is not giving license to eat human flesh, nor to eat unclean foods, such as pork, because it is an abomination, Deuteronomy 14 verses 3-8. The context Paul is referring to is those who are eating things offered to idols. Commentary on, as concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Paul is not contradicting what he later writes when he references Gentiles sacrificing to devils, and that we cannot partake of the Lord's sacrifice and partake of that sacrifice to devils. This is not nothing, 1 Corinthians 10 verses 20-22. What is nothing in the world? He is specifically referring to an idol as nothing in this world. He is not saying sacrifices, or being part of the festivals, or eating those things that are sacrificed are nothing. An idol has a mouth but doesn't speak, or legs and doesn't walk. These are nothing in the world, like the psalmist Psalms 135 verses 15-17. Not every new believer has this knowledge. What knowledge? The knowledge that God created all things and an idol is nothing. Thus, when they eat being conscious of the idol, this constitutes as a weak conscience, and they are defiled. A strong conscience would be one who knows God is above all, yet wouldn't eat things knowing that it was sacrificed to idols because they fear God, 1 Corinthians 10 verses 21-22. However, if they did eat unknowingly and then discovered that the food was sacrificed to idols, they would then stop, but they would not condemn themselves, because it is set apart by the word of God and prayer, 1 Timothy 4 verse 5. Commentary on, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which hast knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols, and through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died? If one who is mature in the faith and knows that God created all things, and that an idol is nothing and lays down in an idol's temple, he could lead a weaker brother astray. The Greek word that is translated sit at meat is actually to lay down, e.g. Acts 28 verse 8, implying to lie down to eat. It does not mean that he was actually eating food sacrificed to idols, or that he was eating their food. They could have brought their own food and eaten it in the temple. The point is that the weaker brother may not know and thus be encouraged to eat things offered to idols. Just like a pastor coming out of a brothel, the weaker brother may want to help, but will fall. If Paul is saying that whether you eat things offered to idols or not, it makes no difference, then this would contradict the early church Acts 15 verse 29, and what he shared years earlier as he carried this message to Corinth. If they abstain from eating things offered to idols, they will do well, Acts 15 verse 29, implying it would not be well if they didn't. It would also contradict Yeshua when he rebuked the two elders and the church for permitting people to eat things offered to idols, Acts 2 verses 14 and 20, and where the woman, Jezebel, who taught this, was cast into a sick bed by Yeshua, Revelation 2 verse 22. The first reason Paul gives is that a weak conscience of another would lead them to sin, and that should make us not eat. We don't want others to stumble. He is not promoting eating things offered to idols. This is not the only reason. The second reason is that the believers need to understand these sacrifices are sacrificed to the devils. When they partake, they are fellowshipping with devils and provoking the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10 verses 20-22, I say, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God, and I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord, and the cup of devils, ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table, and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? He affirms that those things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they are sacrificing to devils and not to God. And a believer should not consciously eat those things sacrificed to devils ye cannot. 1 Corinthians 10 verses 21-22. So what happens if you unknowingly eat things offered to idols, or partway through you find out, do you condemn yourself? 1 Cor 10:25-31 Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, meat market, that eat, asking no question for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that shoot it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other, for why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat, or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Notice this isn't a believer that is consciously eating things sacrificed to idols, as some would want you to believe, but they find out while eating it or afterwards. Many people found out after they had eaten it, or whilst they were eating it, that it was sacrificed to idols. They knew very well the commandments of the early church, and this is what Paul shared with them, do not eat things offered to idols. This was not in dispute, so what do they do if they find out after they have eaten the food? If they found out during or after they had eaten, as per the context of 1 Corinthians 10 verses 25-31, then they would stop and not continue to eat it, nor confirm it was okay to continue. Stop eating that food, for the sake of the person who told you or served you, and those around, so that their own conscience is not defiled. Don't beat yourself up. Paul was setting their heart at ease. They were convicted and felt dirty, defiled. The mature Christian would know, have knowledge, that it is sanctified by the word of God, e.g. beef is okay to eat per Deuteronomy 14, the things that God created to be received with thanksgiving and prayer, 1 Timothy 4 verses 3-5. Then the question one could ask, could this imply that a mature believer could eat things offered to idols, in secret, when no one was around? Paul didn't say this. In fact, there is no statement where Paul says believers can consciously eat things offered to idols. He actually states the opposite, I would not that ye should. 1 Corinthians 10 verses 20-22, Acts 21 verse 25. If they have eaten the food, then they need to repent. But if they find out later or are unsure, then they should not let their heart be convicted, and should eat unto the Lord. For Yeshua's words are clear, do not to eat things offered to idols, Revelation 2 verses 14 and 20, similarly with the early church, Acts 15 verse 29. Paul's final message is 2 Corinthians 6 verses 14-18. What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Paul quoting from various passages, including Isaiah 52 verse 11. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. This would include eating food sacrificed to idols or food at their festivals. Towards the end of his ministry, Paul affirms the message given by the early church leaders to new Gentile converts: keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Acts 21 verse 25.